Independent School District 200 residents have been inquiring about the possible enactment of Policy 215 pertaining to board members Carrie Tate and Jessica Dressley, citing violations of Policy 209, Code of Ethics. Policy 215 is entitled Addressing School Board Member Violations, and the purpose is as follows, quote, "The board and each of its members are committed to faithful compliance with the provisions of the school board policies." End quote. Policy 215 outlines a four-step process to address violations and other forms of misconduct if committed by sitting board members. The first step is a private conversation within the board. The second step is a discussion of the matter in a public meeting between the offending member and the full school board. The third step is, quote, "public censure by simple majority vote of the offending member, as well as removal from committees and leadership positions to which the member has been appointed or elected." End quote. And finally, the fourth step is, quote, "removal from the school board for proper cause by a concurrent vote of at least four members. The board member to be removed will be duly notified of the time and place of the meeting for which the vote is to be taken and for the reasons of the proposed removal. The board member will be given an opportunity to be heard in defense against the removal." End quote. Policy 215 states that, quote, "most issues are intended to fall into category, or step one, and categories 2 through 4 are intended for extreme and or repeated instances of violations where category 1 has not resulted in a change in member behaviors. Legal reference, Minnesota Statute 123.B.09, Subdivision 9, Removing Board Members," end quote. Superintendent Dr. Rob McDowell responded to our request for comment regarding the timeline of the policy's adoption and the reasoning for using Policy 215 on Tate and Dressley. Quote, "It might be helpful to explain that the school board has the ability to create policies. Policy 215, addressing school board member violations, was first read at the November 23, 2021 school board regular meeting, and then adopted by the board at the December 8, 2021 regular meeting. The policy becomes active once it is adopted. The policy itself also explains how the board should go about addressing the board member's violation," end quote. As written, Policy 215 does not require the public to be informed when it's being used to address policy violations. Research conducted by KDWA has revealed that the first step of Policy 215 has been enacted towards board members Tate and Dressley. It is possible that the public discussion of the book fair incident at the February 23rd meeting would qualify as implementing step 2. Stay tuned to KDWA for more details.